From Epiphany Church in Hong Kong, this is Journey with Scriptures. Today we read the prologue to the Gospel of John, and our theme is Introducing the Word. Enjoy this episode, share it with others. God bless.
John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was fully God. The Word was with God in the beginning. All things were created by Him, and apart from Him, not one thing was created that has been created. In Him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. And the light shines on in the darkness, but the darkness has not mastered it. A man came, sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that everyone might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. The true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was created by him, but the world did not recognize him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not receive him. But to all who have received him, those who believe in his name, he has given the right to become God's children. Children not born by human parents, or by human desire, or a husband's decision, but by God. Now the Word became flesh and took up residence among us. We saw his glory, the glory of the one and only, full of grace and truth, who came from the Father. John testified about him and shouted out, "This one was the one about whom I said, 'He who comes after me is greater than I am, because he existed before me.' For we have all received from his fullness one gracious gift after another. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came about through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only one, himself God, who is in closest fellowship with the Father, has made God known."
Today we hear the beginning of the Gospel of John, known as the prologue. What is it actually? Prologue is a part that comes at the beginning of a story. It gives information about the events that happened before the time when the story begins. So what kind of information does the prologue of the Gospel give us? It speaks about the Word, and it explains to us the relations that the Word has with God, with the world, and with humanity. The relation between God and the Word is eternal. At the beginning was the Word, which means before time and space were created. There was never such a moment in time that the Word did not exist. This relation is also intimate. Only the Word knows God, because the Word is in the bosom of the Father. Finally, the Word is equal with God. The Word was God. What is the relation between the Word and the world? The world was created through the Word. At the beginning of the book of Genesis, we read that God created the entire universe by speaking it out. "And God said" is the phrase constantly being repeated in the account of creation. But the world also depends for its existence upon the Word. In the letter to the Hebrews, we read that the Son of God upholds the universe by the word of his power. Finally, the last relation is between the Word and humanity. For us, the Word is life and light, two attributes of God. The life that the Word has is the indestructible life known to us as eternal life. The Word has it and can impart it to those who believe in him. The Word is the light of the world. It heals us of our blindness and enlightens our darkness. Life and light are interconnected. Jesus makes this promise to all those who believe in him. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. This word became flesh and dwelt among us, and since then the lives of countless people have never been the same.